the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Asked by the Pharisees where the kingdom of God would come, Jesus said in reply, "The coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed. No one will announce, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For behold, the kingdom of God is among you." Then he said to his disciples, "The days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who will say to you, 'Look, there he is,' or 'Look, here he is.' Do not go off, do not run in pursuit. For just as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to another, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation." Gospel of the Lord. Simply Jesus said that he is, his presence is the King of God on earth. But first of all, his glory, but now he has to suffer on the cross. But Jesus also promised, the kingdom of God is among you, not there or here, but in you, among us. Of course, God is in each one of us, no doubt. But since God is love, when we say we love, we have to share with our neighbor. You live only for yourself, by yourself, is not truly love. Love is always a communion. Love is the life of Blessed Trinity, the love between the God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. This union, this communion is love. That's why Jesus is sending disciples two by two, so that before they preach, they have to practice this mutual love, this new commandment, being the first one to love and love unconditionally. So that when the disciples preach, it's not what they say, but how they live. And that's why Jesus said, the kingdom of God is among us. That means to say, if we have mutual love, God's presence. As a matter of fact, he promised. So Matthew chapter 18, verse 20 says, "Where two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst." When we say we in his name, means his style of life, means mutual love. Where there's mutual love, there is the presence. He promised. That's why many times when you share together, you feel the kind of peace is not the earth can give. It's presence. So believe that we are sent on earth with Christ to share his love. Of his love is not just mentally, something concrete. That's what Jesus says in last judgment. When I'm hungry, you give me food. I'm sick, you visit me. When I'm in prison, you visit me. All these practical, charitable things is part of our sharing. So let us ask God, give us the kind of spirit that we are called to share his divine life with one another and forgive one another as Jesus had forgiven us.